Avodah Zarah, Perikei, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 5:11. The topic of this Mishnah is how to go about kosherizing, if you will, a gas, that means a press where one would tread the grapes to make grape juice, to make wine. And you can think of this gas as essentially being a large bathtub or like a small, shallow wading pool. You'd put the grapes on the floor, and you'd tread on them, and that would make the juice come out so you can collect to make the wine. Now, the actual structure of the gas could be made out of stone or wood or clay, and the problem is that to make it watertight, they would use pitch. That's zephes in Hebrew. Pitch is essentially kind of like you think of it as like tar. It comes from processing from wood, and it's like of a thick resin, and it's got a very strong, foul smell. So in the time of the Mishnah, the way to sort of subdue that smell and make it not ruin the wine was to mix some wine into the pitch, the zephes itself. The problem is if you have Gentile workers who are applying the pitch to the your gas, so then they're going to be turning that wine automatically into Yain Nesach, and then it's going to come up, you know, to trafe up your wine. So what do you do if you have zephes, the pitch that was applied by Gentiles? So the Mishnah says it depends on what the underlying material is. Says the Mishnah, gas shel even, if your wine press is actually basically a stone, like on a bedrock, which was then shezivsa over kochavim, if it had been sealed with the pitch by a Gentile, so then you have to minagva b'hitahora. You have to simply literally means dry it out, but what this nigov would mean is to essentially wash it with water and then dry it with like ash and then repeat that again, rinse all that out and dry it a second time. That way you sort of rinsed out all the wine on the surface and you've also sort of absorbed it into the ash, done that twice so it's been cleaned out and that's sufficient. You don't have to worry about additional wine leaching out of the pitch and into your grape juice. Vihi tahora, by the way, doesn't mean that it's tahor as opposed to tame, it just means tahor, meaning kosher. Vishal eitz, if the underlying gas is made of wood, so now it's a machlokas, Rebbe omer, yinagev, you simply need to dry it off, meaning Rebbe holds it's the same as stone. He's not concerned about the absorption into the wood, you simply have to essentially rinse it and dry it twice, and that would be enough, says Rebbe. V'chacham omrim yiklof esazefes. They say no, if you're making a wooden gas, the wooden wine press to be watertight, you're going to apply a lot of zephes and have a lot of wine, and simply rinsing it and absorbing it will not be enough. You're going to have wine that's Yain Nesach leaching into your grape juice, and therefore yiklof means to peel it. You have to peel off all of the pitch and start again. So peel it off, and then you start a second time. Okay, now, vishal cheres, if the underlying material for your gas is cheres, is clay, so then clay is very absorbent, and it's hard to, or maybe impossible, to get all that was absorbed in out of it. And therefore, afal pi shekalaf es hazefes, even if you peel off all of the pitch that was lining your clay press, that's not good enough. We're afraid that the clay has absorbed the wine, which is in Yain Nesach, from the pitch, and now it's in the walls of the clay, and it will, you know, come out into your grape juice in the future. And therefore, that's not good enough. Hare zu asura. This wine press is simply forbidden. You can't kosherize it, if you will, by peeling off the pitch or even rinsing and drying and that kind of thing. And there is, however, a way to make it kosher, which is after you've peeled off the pitch to do a method called milui v'irui. Milui means to fill, irui means to pour out. And that basically means you fill it up with water, let that water sit for 24 hours to suck out any absorption from the clay. Then you drain it, that's the irui, you pour it out. And then a second time, milui v'irui, you fill it up with water, let it sit for 24 hours, drain it out, and then a third time. After three times of the water sitting there for 24 hours, leaching out any absorbed wine from the walls of the clay, you can assume that all the wine is gone. And after that, this wine press would now be kosher to use.